of servant of Allah spends night, one of the nights of this 10 nights of Zulhijjah, first 10 nights. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that one night spending night in ibadah from Isha to Fajr, spending few hours in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah will grant him reward equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. Sacrifice few nights during the first 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah and get the reward and ajar of spending the night equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. Now we know the virtues of Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alf shahr, more than 84 years of the ibadah, just spending few hours from Isha till Subah Salih. So these are the valuable days and nights inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us especially in separate hadith that whoever will fast on Yawmul Arafah, the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, I hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him reward equivalent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make kafara of his sins of one last year and one future year. Just fasting for one day will remove, erase sins of 2 years. That is the benefit of Yawmul Arafah. Now why all these virtues Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned? Hz. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and his father Hz. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrated this hadith. So they used to practice on this hadith to that extent that during these 10 days and nights they used to seclude themselves from the community, from the people. And no one used to see them around. Where are those? They used to seclude themselves in the corner and they used to spend the entire time, days and nights, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they value this day, they value these nights, and they knew the reward promised by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now why? Question is this, why these days and nights are so valuable, so precious? Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, one of the great scholars, mentions the one reason of this, that during this period, during this day, especially on Yawmul Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed the deen of Islam. You know this famous ayat was revealed on the 9th of Zilhijj when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing Hajjatul Wada'. After Asr time, it was Yawmul Jum'ah. And this ayat was revealed. Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum islama deena. That today I have completed the deen of Islam, I have perfected the Sharia, and I am pleased with you people that you must practice on Islam. I have selected and chosen for your success in this world as well as in hereafter to practice as a religion, as a way of life in Islam. In the deena, in the lahi, Islam. So because this ayat was revealed on the Yawmul Arafah, that's why, because of that reflection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all 9 days, 10 days, full of virtues and full of fazilah. To respect this verse, to respect this ayah, that Allah has completed the deen of Islam for you. That's why one Yahudi came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and said, you people don't care. If this ayah would have revealed in our book, Torah, we would have celebrated this day in such a great reward and favor for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at you people. So the Umar radiallahu ta'ala replied to him, I know better than you people. And I know exactly where this ayat was revealed. I was there in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we do celebrate this day. We do celebrate this occasion. And we do celebrate every year Eid al-Adha. And we spend the night, Yawmul Arafah, in the faraz upon those who go for Hajj, wukuful Arafah, if they don't do wukuf Arafah, if they don't stay at our Maidan Arafat on the night of the Hijjah before sunset, their Hajj is not accepted. Is that significant? Is that important? So we do respect this day and night. So that's why, number one reason of the virtues of these days and nights, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this verse on this particular day, Yawmul Arafah. Second reason, that there are five arkan of Islam. Bunil Islam wa la khamsin, shahadat an la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, wa iqam salah, wa ita'i zakah, wa sawm ramadan, wa al-hajjul bayti, man istata'i sabila, aw kama qala Rasulullah. Right, number one, shahada, testimony. There is none worthy worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last messenger. Everybody has to do this, 24/7, wherever he is, whatever his condition, his iman stays with him until he dies. This is something which cannot separate from the believer, cannot separate from the Muslim. Sometimes we do pray, sometimes we don't pray. Sometimes we fast, sometimes we don't fast. Sometimes we give zakat, sometimes we don't. But iman is such a thing which remains with the believer 24/7. Whether he's sleeping, walking, talking, eating, whatever he's doing, his iman is something internal. It remains. The moment iman goes out, Muslim is out of Islam. So iman is there, right? So in these days especially, you will find all five arkans together, which you won't find anywhere else throughout the year. When month of Ramadan comes, we just fast, but no one can perform Hajj during the month of Ramadan, right? There is a special day Allah designated, and these days are only in Dhul-Hijjah, first 10 days. And among these first 10 days also, from Yawm al-Tarwiyah till 12th of Dhul-Hijjah, 5 days only. And you have to go to Makkah Mukarramah, you have to go to Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah. You won't perform Hajj anywhere else in the whole world. You have to travel, you have to go to this particular place in order to perform the arkan and rituals of the Hajj. So during these days, you will find the iman, you will find the salat. A salat is we are praying every single day. You will find the siyam, fasting. As I mentioned, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to fast during these days. And then sadaqat and khairat is more virtuous than any other days of the year. And then Hajj. And Hajj is such a great ruk of Islam that it can only be done once in a year and in this particular day. So you find all five arkans collectively go together in these 10 days. That's why these days are so significant. Now, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, great sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly, they used to go to the marketplaces, they used to go to bazaar from the first of the Dhul-Hijjah, and they used to proclaim this tadbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. So when people used to hear, they used to start saying takbir. They used to go every day, not to buy or shop or do anything, but just to remind the people, sahaba, who are engaged buying and selling the market, okay, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that tahmid, tahleel, takbir, tamjeed, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, abundantly we should recite during these 10 days and 10 nights. Whatever you are doing, your tongue should be busy with this kalimat. It's very easy. You can work, you can drive, you can do anything, but your tongue should be engaged and occupied in this kalimat, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the 10 days and 10 nights. Hazrat Hasan al-Basri, rahmatullah alayhi, great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, what we should do to respect these 10 days and 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah? First of all, don't miss any salah. The faraiz, which is compulsory upon every Muslim, male and female, 5 times salah, it is faraz throughout the life. But particularly these holy days, as the virtues are very high, the sin also will be very high, very severe punishment. If a person is committing sin out of these days, the sin will be lesser. But if he performs the salat, I mean, commit the sin during these holy days, his punishment will also be severe, will increase. Someone is swearing or abusing word outside, it is bad, it is not allowed. But if coming inside the masjid and is swearing, what will happen? His sin will increase. This is the holy place. Control your tongue. See? So because of the place, the sin also will increase. That's why I said, Hasan al-Basri advised, don't miss any Faraz Salat during these 10 days and during these 10 nights. Second thing, abstain from committing sin. If you cannot spend whole night in the remembrance of Allah, okay. If you are not able to spend whole day in the remembrance of Allah ibadat, okay. Deliberately, intentionally, don't commit sin. Control your tongue, control your desire, and try to abstain from any kind of sin knowingly. Then this is also will be a kind of respecting and honoring these days and nights. Allah give us tawfiq for that.